Today's podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Hey guys, couple things before we get started. First, we lost a great member of our community, our football community and our New Jersey community, in Drew Gibbs. I know there was a service on Saturday that I was unfortunately unable to make because of our game at Penn State, but you know, it's my alma mater where he coached for a long time and did a tremendous job and affected so many people's lives. So to he and his family, you know, our thoughts and prayers certainly with you. On a little lighter note, I want to congratulate Mike O'Neill and the women's soccer team onto the Elite Eight, which is really awesome. I want to wish the entire team, as well as coach and his staff, good luck versus Arkansas. Friday night, big game. Let's go pack it. It's at our place. Let's pack USAC Field and go see what women's soccer has in hand for us. We're getting ready, obviously, for Maryland. It's a big game for a lot of reasons. We're up against it a little bit. We've had a flu bug going through the team all last week. And it's continuing on, so it's something that we're battling right now. It was pretty bad last week. There was a bunch of guys we weren't sure on how it was going to go leading up to game time. And unfortunately, I feel like we're going to be in that similar situation. So when it comes to injuries, we got out of the game pretty well, with the exception of, you know, the continued outbreak of flu. So with that, I'll open it to questions.
Rick, how do you approach this week with the team? So obviously, you know, you guys keep what's in front of you and everything, but at the same time, it's all kind of coming together, the bowl possibility, and, you know, if you beat Maryland, you go to a bowl. It all kind of meshes together at this point. How do you kind of address that with them?
Well, they know what the ramifications are on the result of this game, but if that's your focus, you're probably not going to get your desired result. I mean, the focus has to be on our preparation for Maryland, as it is every week for the 11 previous games, and really lock in. And now with what we call bombs, more bombs going off on the sides, that focus is even more important. The ability to stay focused on the task at hand and not get distracted. It's a good football team. They're very explosive on offense. Defensively, they're big, they're long, they can run, they play a lot of man coverage, and they're good at it. So, I mean, it's quite a challenge.
Is there a lot you can take away from last year's game against Maryland? And how different is this team, the Maryland team, from last year?
Well, I think they're different in that their coordinators are different. There's similarities because of the people, and obviously the head coach is the same. So that's the similarity. But, you know, so many things change over the course of a season that you really have to play the team that you're preparing for this week. And that's what we'll do.
You said the other day that, you know, being around this team every day is what kind of gives you confidence of how they bounce back. I mean, what has stood out about the way that they've handled the adversity, these ups and downs of these last few weeks?
Well, they're learning how to work. And I don't just mean work hard, because I thought they worked hard from the day I got here. But I think they're learning how to direct that work, all that energy, where it needs to be directed. And I think they're starting to build and accountability amongst the players. It's not just coach to player, but player to player. And that needs to continue to grow, but that's the seeds of building a program, when there's player to player accountability to do the hard, tough stuff day in and day out.
Greg, is there any extra motivation among the guys after last year's game against Maryland? Mostly talking about that controversial play between Finau and Vedral.
Well, that was certainly an unfortunate incident, but I think there's so much time and so much on the line now, I'm not sure that really carries much, Rich.
I guess any hope that you get O3 and Max Williams back this week? I guess Manungai, I guess, is questionable. And then with the flu, do you almost go back to last year's playbook in terms of how you run meetings and practice to sort of best keep things separate as you can and control it?
Well, we've been trying to, right? So we're not all the way back to last year's playbook, because that would have been changing locations and all that. We didn't do that, no. Maybe we should have, but that's not what we decided to do. What we do is really emphasize masks, washing hands, you know, the little things that can help us spread that, and really a close eye on anybody that has any symptoms whatsoever.
You know, obviously with the bowl implications on the line, it's a big deal. But you always talked about the importance of those practices for the developmental standpoint of the younger players. Can you just talk about what that means? I think people lose sight of those extra practices and what they can do for those younger players.
Well, you're right. It is important. But I'm gonna hold off on any of that talk. If that's a pertinent question next week, I'll be glad to get into it in detail.
O-line, you know, going with Gus at center and Nick at right guard. I mean, what kind of do you like about that combination? What stood out about the way that they played those last 2 weeks?
Well, I think Gus is really improving his arrow is up. And again, we're just trying to find the best combination of five guys that produce the best result. Now, some would say, well, that didn't happen Saturday. Well, I know, but again, you have to go against what would have been with other groups in there as well. So we're never 100%, that's for sure, but we're trying. And it says something that in week 12, we're still trying to find the best five, right? We have not accomplished what we set out to accomplish in that area. But we just keep working at it. You know, it doesn't always go on our time. You just got to roll with it and keep going.
Greg, it's no secret that the offense has seen struggles over the past few weeks. And different coordinators have different philosophies on this, whether it's coaching from the field or the box. Do you know what Gleason's preference is on this one?
Yeah. I deferred to Sean where he wanted to be when we first got together. And he wanted to be on the field and still feels that way. So, yeah, I used to have stronger opinions on that. I've kind of gotten away from that. I think that's an individual thing.
It's the first senior day you guys are going to have in the post-COVID eligibility era. How do you handle that? Because you have guys who have been here 4 years, who have 2 years left still, or have an extra year left. How do you kind of go work through that?
Well, that's a great question, Cratch. I have decided to leave it up to them. And I've made it clear to them, if there's any question, go through the senior day ceremony. Because then if you decide that, you know, that's it for me, then you've gone through it, because I think they deserve it, right? If they've gone through this program for 4 years, two of them with us, two of them with Coach Ash, they deserve to get recognized as a senior in front of our fans. That doesn't preclude them from coming back. You know, there's no official mandate because you go through the ceremony. So I hope that some of the guys that go through the ceremony actually are back on our team in 22.
Is there anything you do for them in practice? Didn't you used to have them carry them off, if I remember?
Yeah, we did. We used to carry them off. Here's the dilemma, right? You carry them off, then you got to carry them off again, right? If you get take care of business Saturday. So, yeah, that's one I had not thought of, Bobby. You're right. I know we do that, but I forgot that. Thank you. Put that in your notes.
Tagovailoa might be the best quarterback you've seen all year. One of the best. What challenges does he provide?
Well, he's very, very good. Number one, at understanding what he sees. So he understands their offense, and I think he understands defenses very well. The second thing is he has the capabilities to move around. So if the play isn't what he thinks it is right away, he can extend the play and hurt you with both his feet and his arm. He's very good at RPOs. They run a lot of connections, a lot of different attachments to their run game. So they're blocking a run play and throwing the ball on a pass if it reads out that way, and he's very, very good at doing that. He's moving and he can accurately throw the ball. I mean, he's really a good player, and it's going to be quite a challenge for our defense.
With Gavin, you know, he didn't have as much success to, against Penn State. Did you have to, you know, kind of talk to him through it, or how does he handle it, and how's he kind of deal with that situation?
Oh, Gavin's great. I mean, he knows this is not going to be some easy task, right? He's learning. He's understanding. He's getting some shots, not a bunch, but he's getting a few. To get his feet wet, and not only to get his feet wet, you know, people say, oh, you're getting his feet wet, because we think that what we're putting him in there to do, it gives us a chance to win the game, and that's why we're doing it.
With Gavin, do you guys kind of approach this that you're just trying to win each game in front of you, and if you get to the bowl game, you'll figure out what the situation is with him and his red shirt?
You know, I would usually answer that, but then that would be a strategic disadvantage, right? Because if we are going to redshirt him, he can only play in one more, and hopefully we have two more, right? So, I'll save that for post game. You'll probably know the answer by then. And maybe, you know, we'll see. We'll go on what it is. But look, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Might see you before, might not, but I really do appreciate the coverage you've given our team every single week, every Monday. and just hope that it can keep going on for a little longer. All right. Thanks, guys.